You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To clear up for those who may not know, what is monkeypox?
So monkeypox is, or is now often called mpox, is a virus infection. It's a virus infection that occurs naturally in a couple of parts of Africa. It occurs in Central Africa, in the Democratic Republic of Congo and adjacent countries, and it also occurs in West Africa, in Nigeria and adjacent nations on the west of Africa. And in both those countries, it's a virus infection that infects not principally monkeys, actually, but other mammals, rodent, rats, mice, squirrels, both of the animals living in the forest. And it can spread from those animals to other animals, including other wild animals, animals that people living in those areas keep as, you know, farm animals. And it can spread from the rodents or the other animals that might get infected, and it can make the animals sick and it can make the people sick. It causes an illness that usually after you get infected, you have no symptoms for about a week.
Could this virus evolve into a full-blown pandemic, much like COVID-19?
Almost certainly not. The virus is mostly spread by skin contact, by the person coming in contact with the skin of an animal that's got the infection, or in the developed world, coming in contact with the skin of another person. And so it requires close contact, whereas COVID could be spread. You could be sitting in a bus and you could be four seats away from the person with COVID in the bus, and still the virus could be coughed out by them and breathed in by you, and you could become unwell. Well, that's not going to happen with monkeypox or mpox. You've got to have close skin contact. With the big outbreak that spread in the developed world in 2022, it was almost exclusively spread person to person during sexual intercourse. And those epidemics that spread by sexual intercourse tend not to infect people who don't engage in sexual intercourse.
So moving on to the vaccine, how does the vaccine work?
Well, a little bit of medical history. The term vaccine refers back to a vaccine that was developed to prevent smallpox. So another pox disease, the most important pox disease of humans thousands of years. And it was a disease that killed about 20% of people. It was spread person to person. It was very much like monkeypox, but it was a virus infection that only infects humans. And an English doctor noticed that people who had cowpox, a disease that people caught from cows or from horses, didn't then get smallpox. If you had cowpox, you were immune to smallpox. And so he got sort of cowpox virus and scratched the skin of people and put little bits of cowpox virus or scabs from a person with cowpox into the scratches on the skin, and they got a cowpox sore where he'd done the inoculation, the vaccination, and they then had a brief period of infection with cowpox virus, and then they didn't ever get smallpox, and so they never had the chance to die of it. It was a major medical advance, and vaccination with cowpox to prevent smallpox continued worldwide until the 1970s, when smallpox was finally eradicated. It wasn't completely eradicated. Some countries, the United States and Russia, and maybe some other countries, continued to maintain stocks of smallpox virus that they could use potentially in biological warfare. And the scientists caring for those stocks of smallpox virus that might one day be put in some sort of missile into another country to cause an epidemic of smallpox in another country. The scientists who are looking after those stocks of smallpox and maintaining them, they needed to be protected against getting smallpox if they had any accidents. And so vaccines derived from the cowpox vaccine were developed to give to those scientists to make them immune to smallpox. And those vaccines, fortunately, are sitting there, factories ready to make them. And this mpox problem in Africa has provided an opportunity for the companies that have developed those vaccines to then make plenty of them and send them to places like Africa. And so the vaccine is cowpox virus that's been genetically modified.
So why has the vaccine been approved so quickly for use in New Zealand, even though it may not be a great threat to us?
Because it's not one of those virus infections that's going to kill us all or kill even 10% of our population, but it would cause significant distress and anxiety if it were to be spreading in our community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.